Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our WRVA reporter Michael Bauer joins us now with reaction to Rudy Giuliani's continued media blitz over the last several days. Michael, I thought maybe Giuliani would step back a little bit and make sure that he had all of his facts checked and he knew what he was going to say and he couldn't get stumped. But it seemed like this weekend he continued to kind of freelance. Am I being too harsh on him?
I don't think so. And that even, I think, opened an entirely different door, John, that I'm not sure should have been open. But you're absolutely right. So far, we're seeing a Giuliani who has now come out after meeting with the president saying that Giuliani didn't have all the facts, that he's been more focused on the law than the facts as of lately, which I don't necessarily think that validates you going on, you know, six or seven different news organizations over the weekend and having discussions about a case that if you don't know the facts, you might not want to discuss.
Right. The two kind of intersect.
Yeah.
The law and the facts.
You need both. Yeah, you need both if you're going to have a good legal case on some level. But for Giuliani to get out there and make some announcements that I thought led me to believe there were some interesting things, like he called the payments nuisance payments that were made to Stormy Daniels, and he said that there might be other ones made to other women out there. He wasn't downplaying that and suggested Michael Cohen could have made such payments to other women, which I just felt like, oh boy, that's opening an entirely different door. But all of the news blitz that we saw over the weekend, including Kellyanne Conway and Giuliani, and we saw from Michael Avenatti, just kind of re-legitimized this concept of the Stormy Daniels case, and I thought that that was possibly the wrong way to go about this. We had the announcement from Giuliani about the facts that we didn't know on Hannity, and since that time, it has just been all Stormy Daniels, forgetting the fact that there was record numbers for unemployment and the North Korean discussions. All the front page was Stormy Daniels, and that was all on the shoulders of Rudy Giuliani.
So Stormy Daniels' attorney actually is being kind of bold, not sitting back, and is saying that Giuliani's comments here are helping him put together a better case. I don't think that that's just a bluster from him, it seems.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah, Jonathan Turley on Face the Nation, the George Washington University law professor, who said that if the president is accused of influencing witnesses or withholding documents, encouraging people to give false information, all of that would be an easier obstruction case in regards to the Stormy Daniels case outside of the James Comey case, because you have all of the use of the presidential authority you would have and the questions therein in regards to James Comey. That's tough to prove. That's tough to the inherent power and the intent, all kind of tough to prove. But if you have all that information with the Stormy Daniels case, it's possible here, very possible, that the porn star could take down the presidency if the president is not cautious.
Unbelievable. All right, so Kellyanne Conway tried to clear things up a little bit, but I'm reading in some stories about her own husband going out there and putting out information. I mean, that must be an interesting household to be in, where the two of them are maybe not at odds, but they're both trying to influence the president in different directions.
Well, yeah, certainly there's going to be interesting and awkward conversations after tweets put out by her husband, who is a lawyer and who's mentioned on multiple different occasions when there's been some sort of legal issue addressing the president of the U.S. He will make a statement on that on some level. And Kellyanne Conway hasn't been too all thrilled that lately, in the past couple of weeks anyways, those have been referenced while she's having an interview on CNN or any number of other places, just to see that her husband's quotes are coming up isn't exactly helping her case at all. So yes, that there is an entire, and by the way, must make for a horrible Thanksgiving dinner, I'm going to imagine, going on this season. It makes for an interesting dinner conversation between the Conway family and what's going to be happening there. It yet to be seen how that plays out even further and kind of tell where those details and nuances are, but it's got to make for awkward situations at this point.
We're talking to Michael Bauer, our WRVA reporter in D.C. Why do you think Rudy Giuliani switched the conversation a little bit to the Iran deal? I mean, clearly that is one of the main issues we'll be discussing in the next 7 days, but he's Trump's lawyer on these other issues, so why bring up Iran?
That's a great question. I was not expecting to see it. It wasn't even just the bringing up of Iran. It was him speaking in front of this a group of people, an organization for Iran and against the Iran deal that I thought, wait a minute, this is not Giuliani running for president or running for any position in the cabinet or White House. This is Giuliani just being a legal lead in the White House case against with Robert Mueller. So why is he out there saying these things? Why is he out there doing these things? On the Iran deal, he was at the Iran Freedom Convention on Human Rights and Democracy. He did a whole overdramatic kind of thing with this is what the president's going to do, where he faked spit on the agreement and then tore it up in front of everybody there. And all I kept thinking was, this was the same guy who was screwing things up for the president with the Stormy Daniels case this past week. Why is he out there doing this? And the only thing I can come up with was the president asked him to try to do something to take a little pressure off of the Stormy Daniels situation, because there's no other reason for Giuliani to be there addressing this organization and talking about the Iran deal other than to try to spin a little bit of story off the Stormy Daniels.
It is pretty remarkable to see. I'm not sure that I've witnessed anything like this that I can think of in a long time.
It made no sense for me to see Giuliani there addressing the Iran Freedom Convention for Human Rights and Democracy. Made absolutely no sense other than some sort of a let's try to save some face here.
Yeah, you know what it kind of reminds me of? Remember when Barack Obama was president and at the beginning of his term, he brought Bill Clinton into the White House a few times and it completely upstaged him? And you thought, yes. You know what? You're the ex-president. Here's the current president. We probably don't need to bring Bill back anytime soon because the two of them in the same room is just not going to work.
That feels
like that maybe.
There's a certain element of that, yeah. And I kind of felt when the announcement was made that Giuliani was joining the team, I said, okay, well, I mean, I guess that makes sense in regards to the close confidant that President Trump feels like he has in Giuliani to a certain extent. But at the same time, you're talking about a guy that was running against him. You're talking about a guy that has done everything he could at certain times within New York City to kind of be up against Donald Trump, and now you're bringing him in. It seems like there could be some bad juju that would go on here, and I don't know that what we saw last week accommodates that bad juju, but it certainly brings up some odd questions.
Michael Bauer, our WRVA reporter in D.C., thanks a lot for the insight this morning. We'll talk to you again soon.
You got it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.